This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Mexico's President Felipe Calderón is in the U.S. this week, just as Congress debates part of a $1.4 billion aid package to help Mexico fight violent drug cartels. Calderón's own government is dispatching tens of thousands of troops in a drug war. In one of its recent offensives, soldiers were dispatched near the Texas border. They're hunting down drug traffickers, and they've also started targeting the corrupt police who protect them. Michael O'Boyle reports.
At a military checkpoint outside the border town of Rio Bravo, the cars are backed up for half a mile. A soldier wearing a black ski mask orders a driver to get out of his truck, and he begins to search the vehicle. His comrades stare on, sitting behind 50-caliber machine guns mounted on military jeeps. This has become the daily routine for Mexicans living along the border, among the havens of Mexico's brutal drug cartels. The military beefed up its deployment here in Tamaulipas State, just south of Texas, following a string of violent confrontations and bloody executions. In January, in Rio Bravo, a massive firefight broke out in the streets. Federal troops battled a gang of drug cartel gunslingers armed with rocket launchers and machine guns. Mercedes Vélez was cleaning up her roadside chicken stand when the fight broke out. The soldiers came tearing in here, Bella says, guns blazing. She ducked back into her shack to wait out the fight, emerging later to see the bodies strewn in the street. Three of the gunmen were dead and 10 detained by the soldiers. Turns out the gang had been operating from a safe house less than a block away from the local police station. Following this shootout and other killings near the border, thousands of troops flooded into the state in January, but this time their targets were the local police, who are suspected of protecting drug traffickers. Police are being interrogated with lie detectors and subjected to drug tests. So you are happy today? At a fair in Reynosa, city officials are putting a brave face on the situation. Canadian and American retirees living in South Texas have come over for the day to enjoy free tequila and tacos. Reynosa's mayor, Oscar Lubert, was on hand to greet the visitors, and he says he also welcomes the move to vet his police force.
We are content and we are cooperating. This way we will have full confidence that all the personnel and the police of Tamaulipas don't have anything to criminal gangs. If we need to purge the police, we are doing it.
While local police may be corrupt, the use of the military raises other concerns as soldiers patrol the streets and carry out raids without search warrants. Rebecca Rodriguez, who leads a human rights group based in Reynosa, says there is little recourse when civilians are subjected to abuses by the military.
We are worried by this. What do the people feel? Fear, hate, and impotence. We have to look for other alternatives.
Tamaulipas is only the latest state to see the crackdown. In little more than a year since taking office, President Felipe Calderón has deployed some 25,000 federal troops across the country. Security expert Ana Maria Salazar says the government's offensive is pushing drug traffickers to take more desperate measures.
The bottom line is, does the Mexican government have the stamina and the political will to continue with this strategy despite the reactions they're going to get from human rights groups, from analysts, from even the population who are going to start questioning, is this the right thing to do when you see the amount of violence it's producing?
In the past year, some 2,500 Mexicans have died battling over the clandestine supply routes to the insatiable U.S. market. National media have counted more than 200 deaths in January alone. That's including at least 17 police and one federal judge. For NPR News, I'm Michael O'Boyle in Tamaulipas, Mexico.